Hey, okay. Y'all ever swallow yourself to sleep?
Every night, basically.
What season are we in?
What?
Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Swaddling is kinda a seasonal thing for you?
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. Like, how do you...
I'm not swaddling if it's summertime.
How do you swaddle?
Wrap myself in the covers.
You put the knees up to the chest?
A straight cocoon.
Yeah. Like a cocoon.
You put the knees up? Okay.
Nah, don't put the knees up. Just straight. Are like
straight?
Like a burrito.
Nigga, you sleep with your knees up?
No, not me. I'm trying to figure out James's swaddle.
You look like he's sleeping with his knees.
I don't, though. I promise you. Maybe one knee.
How do you sleep, Lou?
I sleep to the side.
Okay.
You sleep to the side with your legs elevated.
Hell no. How do you sleep to the side with your legs elevated?
Explain that. That's what you do.
That sounds like a fetal
position. What kind of position is that? Nah, man. I got like one knee up. That's the most I'll give you.
Okay.
You ain't got to give me no knees.
One toe on the blanket.
Oh. Anyway, I'm good. You can keep them.
I keep the knees. How do y'all swaddle?
Chris, look what you did.
Yo, word. I just want to read the room.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Me and James can't be the only ones answering. How do y'all swaddle?
I told you, cocoons.
Yeah, I don't know. I just fall asleep. I just lay there. I just like a dead body. Just like a chalk outline.
Look at Chris.
Yeah, every night. Yeah. When it happens, I feel more prepared.
That's wild because Chris said he sleeps naked. So it's like,
no, that's not true. I said I sleep Winnie the Pooh.
Just a shirt on.
Which one's worse?
Yeah.
That's worse.
It's definitely worse. It's not worse because it's cold because you got the AC on. So your head is above the covers. So at least if I got a hoodie on, you know, put the hood up.
Oh, you hoodie Winnie the Pooh.
Sometimes. It depends on the day.
Hoodie the Pooh.
Son. Any type of emergency, Chris got to run outside. He's running outside with a hoodie on and his meat out.
You better hope it's a long hoodie, too.
Crop top hoodie.
Like a girl.
Straight crop top hoodie.
Oh, man.
I keep my pants right next to the bed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And my knife. So it's like...
Okay.
All right, just make sure you grab the right thing when you go to put them on, son.
I just grab the knife and stab myself. Like,
oh, God.
Oh, God. That's not my pants. I know it felt weird. I'm bleeding.
Now you're in the ambulance. Your ball's bleeding, and you got a hoodie on and no drawers.
Look at the scenario. You better not call any of us too when that happens.
And they're trying to take your BP.
Paramedics not even asking you questions. They don't want to hear what you got to say.
They just say, "Oh, let's just take this." You know how one of the paramedics just sits in the back. That nigga's like, "Nah, you sitting in the back."
Yeah, I'm good. So. He got himself.
He just lets it go. I catch an Uber there.
Chris tried to ask a question. They just put him under anesthesia. Like, yo, my man.
That doesn't seem legal. First of all,
listen.
You got your ball piece out with a hoodie on and you're bleeding.
That don't seem legal either, son.
Episode 100 of the Honorable Mention Podcast.
We here, baby.
This is 100?
Yeah. Apparently. That's what he told me. That's why we had to get a new intro.
I got
a new Streets of Rage intro.
That's right. I hope y'all like it. Produced by our own drum fool over here.
Word.
Be modest, nigga. We did that shit.
Mm-hmm. You did it. You did it, big boy.
We did it too, guys. 100 episodes and we didn't kill each other yet.
Nigga, who the fuck is 100? Marcel's only been here for 46. We probably did it. He's only been here.
Marcel's been here early. Marcel creeped in episode 2. He was like, yo, what y'all doing out here?
That's true. He did.
I was invited.
He creeped in 2, left nigga, at 14, came back at 48, left for 62 to 68, and now we're here. Like,
Chris was like, yo, anyone got questions or thoughts on music? And I was like, I do. And then I said things and he was like, I'm not repeating all of this on the podcast. So you just gonna have to come.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That sounds like Chris.
Yeah, because I don't you guys know I don't care about things.
You don't.
Marcel was definitely destined to be here because I remember when I had that initial meeting with Chris and Boots, Marcel was just there and I didn't know why. I didn't even know Marcel at the time. Who's this nigga just sitting at the table?
Yeah. Oh, it's because we were
like, yo, we're going to Hooters. You trying to pull up? And I was like, all right. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Luke, my boy Lewis is coming to talk to me about a podcast. And I was like, all right, I'm just here for beers.
Yeah. Hooters down the block. I'm never going back to that place again. Nope. It's just, yeah, I'm good. No. I'm just, no. There's a lot of places I'm never going back to. But that's like,
there's a lot of places I could get beer from.
Yeah.
Like the supermarket?
That's for one.
Except for a liquor store, apparently.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, hey, shut up over there, Jersey. The only man who goes to a liquor store to look for beer.
Yeah, like how you beer. Look? How you look, Lou?
How I look?
Go to CVS. Go to CVS like an adult.
That's like going to Home Depot for condoms.
What?
Go to a bodega, like basically anywhere.
No, wait, stop. Let's bring that back. No one heard what James said.
I heard it. I'm trying to ignore it so hard too.
James said that's like going to Home Depot for condoms. What?
That comparison is
why would
wild.
Anyone think to go to Home Depot for condoms, James?
Why would anyone think to go to the liquor store for beer?
Because liquor. Beer is liquor. Like there's a good condoms reason why he made this Depot. Fuck up.
Hence they don't have it there.
When it's sexy time, James just wraps himself in like a painting tarp. He's like, I'll show you swaddle. What?
James, like, James just puts the paint can on his head and just goes to work.
James goes to Home Depot and said where the bedroom section at. Just expect you to find it.
They actually do.
Do what?
Not have one.
What freaky ass Home Depot you be going to?
No, they don't have one. I'm just... Yo,
back in the day when James used to invite girls over for a nightcap, he used to just bring them to like IKEA. You know how they got the little bedroom sections?
Ooh, wow.
And you gotta close it up.
Used to have three dates in there at the same time, just in different rooms.
That's how you and he was there, working overnights there too. So he was getting paid while getting laid. I see you, though. A regular Jason Love over here.
Yeah.
Who the
he
fuck
went,
is
he
that?
Went he accidentally did go into one room and saw Hooded the Pool.
Yeah. Oh. I regret it. I regret it every minute of that.
Should have knocked. You should have knocked on
swaddled
the
up.
Ain't got no walls.
I'm not knocking on no wood in that place.
Hey, yo.
Yo, so the other day, right? I don't know what happened, but I hurt like I don't know if it's the top of my spine or the bottom of my neck. Whatever.
Don't sound good.
Yeah, I think I slept wrong or something. I don't know. But I have it feels like a strain anytime I look about this far down. It starts to strain. So, you know, I got the foam roller. I'm using the foam roller. And it helped a little bit. So, I was like... The pain started messing with, like, my sleep schedule. Stuff mm-hmm. like that. Where I would just lay up at night for, like, hours. Wouldn't be able to sleep because it's just so uncomfortable. So, I asked my girl to get me... If she had any more of, like, this edible that she had. And she said that she took some of it and was just way too paranoid. And she didn't like it, so she just threw the rest in like a drawer. So I was like, yo, do you still have it? Can I have it? She was like, yeah, it was like a little nerd's rope joint. So she gave it to me, and I took some of it. And I started to feel better. You know, I started to feel high. And on the way home, like my thing back in the day used to be like weed and coffee. Like that used to be like the pen and coffee, and I'm riding on the thickest of clouds, and I'm just coasting, right? So I decided like on the way home, I was like, I'm gonna get coffee. So I get coffee, I'm in this cloud now, I'm cooling, come home, turn on some anime, and something was happening where I just like wanted to grab the remote for something, but as I reached out, my hand just like dropped. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So I picked my hand back up and it felt heavy. And then I was like, I started to move and my body felt heavy. It literally felt like somebody dumped a bucket of honey all over my body and I couldn't really move. Like it was bad. Just, yeah. So then it's 6:30 on a Tuesday. And I can't move my body. And I was like, I guess I'm going to just go to sleep now. Like, this is like, I can't do anything.
That's when you go to sleep.
That's not what you do.
Yeah. I was about to say, that's the last thing you want to do at that moment.
Nigga did it like he was going to reset himself. Like,
Chris said I had a good life. It was a good run.
Good run.
I'm tired.
At least my pants is on when I fell asleep, so just in case anything went wrong. Damn, but anyway,
all the way uncomfortable.
Yeah. So then I wake up like an hour and a half later, and I still couldn't really like felt like I could move. First of all, my hand was on the wall, like it was just like slapped up against the wall, and I'm sleeping. I was like, "What?" So then I start to like rock back and forth, like swaddle myself a little bit, and then in my head, it felt like I was breaking out of a cocoon. And then in my head, out of nowhere, I was like, "Man, this is kind of like twerking, ain't it?" And
then like I was just everything like, equates to twerking for you, son.
It really does.
It is a wild
missionary
life.
Rolling around while you sleep.
Missionary is twerking. I don't.
I will never recover from when you discuss that.
It is. I bet you the next time you did it, you just thought about your own cheeks just flapping in the wind.
I promise you, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Next time you will.
Uh-huh. I try to block out
the podcast when I have sex. That's just me, though. I don't know about the rest.
Oh, you
of
don't.
Y'all.
You don't play it.
Nah, I don't be having it in the background like that.
You gotta play President Light.
Yes, yeah, so,
you gotta get these jokes and get these strokes.
So you quaffed.
Yes. Yes.
Strokes and jokes and jokes and strokes.
Speaking of podcasts, every Monday, me and Marcel do a comic book podcast.
Whoa!
It's not really a comic book. Well, yeah, it's comic book. It's everything comic related.
It's just comics, two nerdy anime, niggas rambling.
Sometimes. Yeah, I like that. But,
yeah, well, it's called a pod called Blurred. It's on Anchor. It's on Spotify. It's on Breaker. It's on
you're on Anchor and Breaker.
I don't know about. Yeah, it's not on Apple Podcasts yet. I gotta check into that. But yeah, every Monday, him and I we drop an episode. We have one that came out yesterday. It's the bulk of it is about animes, but we do. It's basically like it's a formatted podcast, but like it's
you're on Apple Podcast,
huh?
You're on Apple Podcast what? Twice.
What is he saying?
I said you're on Apple Podcast twice.
Oh, it is on.
Yo, Apple. I thought he said you don't have a podcast.
That's what I'm hearing. You don't have a podcast.
A long like, Chris, what are you talking about?
I ignored it the first time, and then he said it again. I was like, "Who the fuck is this?" Like,
this hating ass nigga. What the fuck is going on with this nigga?
As we're on the shit,
you call that a podcast,
shit.
Nigga?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was about to turn on like, yo, nigga, what's good with you, dog?
Yo,
I'm trying to help you out.
Nah, where you at? Where you at in the square, nigga? I'm a
I'm middle of
he's on top of you.
Did you just hit him with the overhand right? Yeah. Like it's fight night. This nigga went into the Philly stance.
But yeah.
Yo, son, y'all ever play fight night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ever use the Philly stance?
No.
It made no sense. I did not understand what they were doing with their hands.
How did it look?
It was like this.
I never used that shit. Nah.
Like, I don't understand how to fight like that. Doing this shit makes sense, kind of. Like
no,
one
don't.
Arm over the other.
No, it don't.
Punch I you right like in the solar plexus.
Body no,
peekaboo.
Yo, you eye myself?
I'm blocking.
Blocking. But yeah, pod call blurred, all those things.
PCB.
It's basically like, we have like segments. It's more a little bit more formatted, but you'll still get the jokes, even if you're not into comic books, nerd culture, and all that stuff. It's fun. It's informative. We crack jokes and all that stuff, and we kind of like mix in our own personalities into it. So it's not just like, well, did you hear what happened in like issue two of thing?
Oh no, nah, it's not.
Nah, it's not. Oh. It's not necessarily that. But
it's a beautiful podcast. It's a beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll see. Next week, I will be complaining about people's views on what Avengers should be in an Avengers game.
Uh-oh.
Because they started bringing up characters that are not Avengers, and I'm just like, well, maybe they should come out after all of the Avengers.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you know when Marcel gets a shaking like that.
Marcel got a loaded docket over there.
Put it on the docket.
Well, Peter Parker's exclusive. He's like, yeah, Peter Parker's an Avenger. He should... Anyway.
Yeah,
he just had his own game. You know what? All right, next Saturday.
Also, the most popular Marvel character there is. Like, I mean,
y'all about to come with that heat.
Yeah, but
you said you about to come. That's weird.
No, that's what Lou said.
Who?
He said Lou got a pee-pee.
Lou got it. Yeah, Lou got a PPN. Lou got a poo-poo.
Yeah. Y'all survived Hurricane Isaiah?
Was it a hurricane or was it like a tropical storm? Does anyone know the difference?
I don't think it was a knock all the trees down in the neighborhood. That's what that was.
And that's all I survived. My neighborhood's trees did not.
Yeah. Yo, it's funny because the following day, I was driving to work. And like by me, there's, for anyone who doesn't know, Brookville Park is just like a giant park by my house that has like a shit ton of trees.
Oh, I forgot you live by Brookville.
So it's fine over there. Like it's nothing like we've had.
What?
We've had tree. No, it's not fine, but like as far as hurricanes go, like I live through Sandy. Like to me, there's nothing worse than Sandy. So this was just like nothing. Like I walked to the store in the middle of this shit and I was just like, all right, yeah, whatever. But there was like a homeless person that was living their best life. A tree had fallen down and they kind of like used it to make like a cot and were chilling, legs up, laying down, hands behind the head. And they had a phone and it was up. And the only reason I knew they were homeless because they had like the cart and all that stuff next to it.
Okay, yeah.
But I was like, look at Cuz over there using his resources, using his surroundings to to make it better for himself. But yeah, when I got to work in Long Island, everything was shitty. Everything was. I lost power at my job for like an hour, but my boss was on lunch, so like I just didn't want to leave and not say anything. So I just sat there in the dark on my phone, just chilling, watching Fire Force.
I was in a bodega and all the lights turned off.
Oh, you snatch and run. That's the game you got to play at that point.
Poppy can't see you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Poppy.
Nah, he let me leave with the food because like it turned off right after they finished. So I was
right after
excited.
Yeah.
Making the food.
Oh, okay.
I'd assume. Yeah.
Yeah, and you couldn't pay for it.
He was like, well, there is no register. So
I came back like,
for you.
Yeah, no, that was
free. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Lou's a nice guy for doing that.
Lou is a great guy, actually.
I'm out here.
Lou makes the best sandwiches.
I'm a great guy, but then James started, he's like, oh, if that's free, I'm going to just grab this and this.
Yo,
and
James is the type to just like see how far he can push it.
Nah.
James tried to walk out with the bodega cat.
Look how you're trying to pay me. Luckily for them, I'm allergic to cats.
Are you?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
No, tell us a story, nigga.
Yeah, like what?
Just sounded like there is no story.
That's just something
I was gonna find this one, buddy.
That was just something his parents told him because they didn't want him to get him a cat.
I was petting a cat one time, and then I was like, oh, this is a nice cat.
And he blew up?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My eye was like this. It was red. It was itching. It was closed. I was coughing. I was like, yep, I'm allergic to cats. But you know what? I'm glad because cats are annoying ass animals. So.
Oh, tell me about it.
So I'm kind of happy. Well, like, I don't want to be woken up with a cat sitting on my head in the morning.
Yeah, they're assholes. Does we got anything to talk about?
Yo, any of y'all watch that Trump interview?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I haven't seen the whole thing, but it is honestly one of the funniest things and also one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my entire
life. Yo, the way they shot it was so amazing.
Yeah.
I saw an edit where it was him interviewing himself.
Yeah. That's the one Ant showed me that one.
Handing himself mad paper saying, you got to do the research. Bro. If you read the books, like, yes, people are dying, but it is what it is. Like,
like, fam, what?
Nigga said it like he was in Paid in Full. Like,
he was definitely saying for the interview. Like,
niggas die every day, B.
They'll be all right. Like, he might as well have literally said that.
He said, basically, I've done more for black people than any other president. And I was just like,
with the exception of Abraham Lincoln.
It's like, if we keep it a bean, who was probably a slave owner? Done the least. And there are several slave owners. So, like, you're still underneath
Bro,
them.
Bro, listen, when the man said he's the one that made Juneteenth famous.
What?
Fam.
It just did.
Not for the right reasons.
That's what he said.
Because we hate you.
He said, I made the day that slaves were emancipated famous.
I really wish I could put in a petition
finna throw hands with this nigga. And like,
you can put a petition for anything nowadays, man.
Nah, but like, I want it to actually happen when I put the petition in. I want to be able to like
get
crack homie's jaw
to get Kylie out the WAP video.
Did you?
I saw that.
I'm with it.
Yeah. Nah, but you got to put somebody else there. You got to put like put Monique.
Just put a glass of milk. It's equivalent.
Okay.
That's a unique pick.
That's a.
That's something you wouldn't expect.
I would have been hype. That would have just been cool.
If it was who?
If it was Monique.
Nah. She got to clear that with Big Daddy first.
Claire Huxtable.
That's what she calls him.
I know. Yeah, she calls him. Come on, son. I don't want to hear that, auntie.
So you didn't need to call him father. That, She could call him that all she wants. You didn't have to do that, James.
Hey, listen. I'm just paraphrasing, sir.
Yo, I have actually nothing.
You said Claire Huxtable. That's a good pick, too.
I have nothing to talk about. I'm looking at this docket, and I was like, I don't know why I wrote down half of these things.
Why the fuck would we put Claire Huxtable in the WAP video?
This is the episode where we ramble.
it's episode 100, nigga. Let's just fucking ramble.
Even attempt to add in.
I don't ramble about what?
We the ramble gods.
Shit.
Yeah.
We the gods
of ramble. If there's one thing we're good at,
Chris,
it's rambling.
You put Clorox wipe shortage on here. I know you were just like, yo, I just got to add something.
Yeah, I saw something on thing, and I don't even remember why I did it.
What happened this week?
Let me see. So, yeah, airplane food. How about that?
Airplane food.
Dog, I haven't been on an airplane in 7 years.
Yeah, do they even give that out anymore?
Depends.
Depends on what?
The diapers?
I don't know why that was so funny.
He said that so nonchalantly too.
That was a real question. Yo, they got a new what's it called? Come on, man, stop. Yo, who puts up a fucking story for a second? I'm trying to see. They got a new Casamigos bottle. That shit is $60. But like the bottle looks like granite. Oh. Like a granite. Like a black and gray granite bottle, and I want it, but I don't want to pay $60 for it. I've only had the Casamigos white, so I still got to try.
Yeah, I only had the white one too. But what is it like a new formula?
I don't know what's. I don't know what's in it because like the bottles isn't see through. It's literally like granite, so I don't even know what color's on the inside. That shit could be blue.
What if the liquid is granite?
Liquid granite. You drinking granite? That might be all right.
It's just drinking Home Depot juice.
Says they're putting new different into añejo.
Añejo.
I gotta look up this bottle though.
That joke came with subtitles. I missed it. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Oh, you got your SAP on?
Only
nah. My Latina is from Long Island. She don't speak Spanish.
Salvador Gigante.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
That's an underrated joke.
That's
great.
The only way I haven't gotten stabbed by now.
Damn. There you go.
Like, shut up. You from Long Island. Stupid.
I guess it just depends which part of Long Island. What if it was Roosevelt? Roosevelt Latina.
Ain't no Latinas in Roosevelt. I'll check. It's just
there might be one. There's one.
There's definitely one named Rosa. You know it. Rosa.
Rosa Toto.
With two S's.
What you say about 45. Her Toto?
Yeah, where? Hey,
she took the 45. Under the Toto. Under it. Under the fupa.
Under the pupusa.
Under the pupusa.
Hey, her pupusa stuffed with beans.
Hey.
Why is that a dance? That doesn't sound...
I am so not comfortable with this conversation.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I want to try that one.
Yo, have y'all tried Terramana yet?
Who? Is that the Rocks?
Yeah.
It's Casamigos with the Rock version.
Yeah, basically.
Where is it? I can't find it. I don't know what they look like.
They sell everywhere. It looked like a Casamigos bottle.
Is it more expensive or less expensive than Casamigos?
It's about the same price.
It's like
$40. Less expensive.
It's like $30. I think it's like $30.
No.
Oh, you know what it was? Because when I seen it, I was at my cousin's house upstate, and it was cheaper.
Oh, your cousin was trying to sell it to you?
Huh? Nah, we went to
Trying to sell it to you? Yo, cuz, yeah, 30 bucks for this, cuz. What you think?
It's just a bottle full of pebbles. You just try to sell you a rock. He's like, yeah, it's the Rock's tequila. It's a rock tequila. That said tequila on it.
So he drew a really bad drawn Brahma Bull.
The original Brahma Bull was a bad drawn Brahma Bull. That's why he got that shit covered up, nigga.
I was kind of sad when he got that removed from his arm, man.
Yeah, it was iconic, man.
That's still there. It's just under the better one. Like,
damn.
Wait, what's it called?
Terramana.
Brahma Bull. Oh, Terramana.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of bull it was, Lewis. He's telling me what kind of bull. Your question. Like, I don't give a fuck. It's called Terramana?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, basically, it looks exactly like Casamigos.
I think it means like with brother or some shit like that. With brothers or some shit.
Yeah, so does Casamigo.
I don't want to drink a bunch of brothers. It's not black.com. What is
it? Hey, you pair that up with the burger from Five Guys?
I don't eat red meat.
Pause City.
Yeah. Pause City. So.
I was about to get crazy, but you know what?
Oh, you were about to?
You
did
it? You haven't started already?
Nah, this ain't nothing yet.
That was just a warm up for the crazy?
This ain't, huh?
You don't even have real words as responses anymore. Nigga responds to Master P ad libs from here on out. And then, mm-hmm. Yeah, James started shaking. James' nose started bleeding like Master Roshi. Fucking dirty pervert. Yo, I finished. I finished High School of the Dead today. Big horny. Son, what the fuck?
Big horny.
Yo, you were horny? Son, I was. Why you ask him like that? Why you? You were so excited for his libido, son.
Nah, like because he said,
"Is your dick working?"
Like, yo, that must be a good show. Must be a good show.
Tell us more about this anime that got you riled up, Chris.
I'm not even joking. Me and Marcel was talking about it on
while you were horny y'all every was Monday. About it?
Oh, okay, all right. Where it's basically 12 episodes, right? And it's literally just supposed to be like a zombie apocalypse breaks off, and it follows a group of high school students. But the show starts off, it's like this girl, high school girl, in like, you know, a little Japanese uniform, school uniform with a little short skirt, and she got like double G titties because it's anime.
And you think they just G's?
She's running
film, my girl. Short.
All right, H.
Yeah, elemental P.
Like, double H then.
So now she's running from the S.
So you Hunter Hearst.
Who is that? Anyway. So now she's like running from like the zombie. She trips. And now the zombie lunges at her. And then this is an anime. But like somebody drew this. Like this was on like the drawing board and shit like that. This there was a meeting about this where the camera pans and it's just at her titties bouncing.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And then it goes back to the zombie lunging at her. And I was like, did I just see what I thought I saw?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you
and
did.
And then she's like holding the zombie back. And then it's just like a random upskirt shot. And I'm like, what is this? What is this show? So the show is literally just about titties and zombies. That's it.
Okay.
So all 12 episodes of titties. Episode 6, they all find like a safe haven and all the women are taking a bath together and they're all just naked and they're grabbing each other and pouring hot water. And it's just like, that's the whole start of episode 6. And I'm like, what is this? But then Marcel told me he's like the dude that created it also used to do with hentai. So I was like, all right, that makes sense.
So yeah, like, this is just his bag. Yeah. And then I sent you the trailer to Triage X and you can see more of the same.
Triage X.
Yeah.
Special forces. Unit.
Special forces.
James had a Triage X one time.
Big ass titties.
Don't tempt Lewis with a good time.
James had a Triage X one time.
Yeah, you know.
That sounds like a real nasty energy drink.
Triage X.
It sounds like you take two sips of that shit and your ears start bleeding.
Oh. You hard for 2 weeks.
You hard
for that's liquid Viagra. Are there things like that?
Yeah.
Liquid Viagra?
Probably.
Like dick shots?
Go to the gas station.
Oh, yeah. The gas
station I mean like actual. Y'all ever took gas station pills?
Nah.
Hell no.
Hell no. It's scary to me.
That sounds like you might have taken one before, Chris.
No, no, it definitely sounds like Chris has taken
one. No, I don't even take Tylenol, bro.
Okay. Like, I can take because the way you said it, it was like...
No, I felt like that was a good transitional question. Like, okay. That's it.
I'm just listening. Yeah. Hey, there's no pill shame in here if you did.
Yo, you... No, you give I will like, shame you for a lot of pills if I find out you was taking them.
That's, let's not start that narrative.
I have a list of, like, what?
You give me, like, a decent sample size of, like, niggas that have and haven't died or had, like, some wild health complications within 5 years after doing so, I might do it.
Just one, right?
Yeah, just one. One time.
All right, we got to do some research then.
No.
If we find out the research is very good.
Who did the research? That's what I want to know. That's also important.
James is doing the research.
Trump.
Yeah, I'm not taking this pill.
Trump said the pill is good.
Pill is good. Some very nice people have taken it. It's doing wonderful things.
Tremendous results.
Tremendous.
Beautiful. Just read the books. You got to look at the information. And the label. Look at these charts. I forgot
about the label.
Look at these charts. It's all here.
Books? Charts? What?
What books? You got to... No, but what books? What people? You got to look at the information. Like, dog.
You got to be more specific than that, fam.
Get a little arts and crafts bar graph.
This nigga had four bars talking about we beating the world. Like, the world's just three bars.
We're better than the world? And what? And deaths.
That shit just like Canada, Russia, and China. That's it.
And that's it.
That's the world.
Trump responded to every single question he was asked like he was a nigga that just got caught cheating. Like, he was scrambling to save him.
But look.
Yo. With the wild receipts.
But, like, in comparison to everyone else, I'm the lowest. Like, I'm done. I've only done this one time, baby. One time. Like, you look at the rest of the world. And it was just a daily.
It was just a tip.
Craig cheated on his shorty three times last week. You gonna gab me for one?
You gotta talk to the people. Read the books.
You gotta read the manual. Read the books. Come on.
What people? Shaquisha.
No, especially if she's Spanish from Rosedale. Nah, she ain't having that.
Shaquisha from Rosedale is pretty accurate.
That's dangerous.
She sounds thick.
She's so you dangerous.
You can see why he's scrambling.
Any of y'all watch Versus this week?
No, I missed it, man. I was excited for it. I missed it.
I don't care.
Well, that's trash. I didn't watch it either. I was hoping y'all would talk about it.
I was my whole theory about the Versus going into it, because I was talking to Lou about it. I was saying, Why would they put chains against Ross? Because Ross's catalog is way longer.
They just make different music to me.
That's what I was thinking, man.
They do, but Ross has been like consistent for it's been a long time now. So I thought his catalog would have been a little bit like more crazier than 2 Chainz, but then. The other day before it, I didn't watch it, but I was driving somewhere. I was listening to Mad 2 Chainz songs that I forgot existed, and I was like, oh, shit.
He had a huge-ass run. It's different. Like, Watch Out, Birthday Song.
He had a bunch of...
Watch Out, yeah.
Mercy.
Yeah, it's just Mercy. I don't know. It just didn't make sense. Also, I just don't give a shit. Like, I just don't care. It's like, these two people are going to go on an app and preview all their songs that I already have in my phone. Like that. Like, DMX and Snoop were different.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear from them. So that is for certain. There's certain ones that I'll tune into. I hear from 2 Chainz and Rick Ross all the time. I don't have to watch that one.
So you think it was too early for them?
In like time-wise?
Yeah, like the career.
No. Like, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with anybody doing it. Just saying I don't care. Like, I don't, but like, I'm a very special individual. It's just like, I just don't see the point in things. Like, I'm not mad that they're being done. I just don't see the point. I think the Versus shit's getting over.
I think it's getting overdone now.
You think they should like be a little bit more selective with it? Maybe not do it every week
or spread it out. Yeah. Do it like they do boxing.
It's gonna take away the magic if we do a versus for every single artist. Like, I don't want to see every single artist. I want to see like fucking, I'm trying to think what would be a really good one. Like, LL Cool J versus.
Yeah, I'm good.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
You, say, you already sold my soul out.
You good? You good? Nah, but I don't know. It's I haven't really been watching the verses since the verses like thing really came out.
I watched like the classic ones, like the I can't even remember because I don't really care that much no more. No, I think I watched I watched Bounty Killer and Beanie. See, like that was a haven't heard from them. That
I can't front the Jadakiss and Fab one was hilarious because Jada was wild smacked.
Jadakiss and Fab was hilarious.
I watched that because I was like, yo, that's like a great debate that I always have all the time is which one of them is better because they've been fire for so long and neither one of them will ever give us a classic album.
That's, yeah. I don't know. It's just I don't see the point in arguing opinions with people no more. Like it's just like it's not even fun for me. Like arguing opinions. With
the verses, I don't argue opinions anymore. I literally just watch them to like enjoy them now, just to enjoy the vibe that they give out. But what I don't understand is that this whole new Apple TV deal. Like it looks great on Apple TV now, right? But since I missed it, I figured, oh, I'm not gonna be home to watch it. So I guess when I get home, I just fucking watch it on Apple TV. But none of the fucking videos are there. Like I don't understand. Why would you not have the videos already recorded so I could rewatch it?
Oh, that I don't know.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, it is on YouTube, but like you do make a good point. Like, no, if you signed a deal with Apple,
then it should be on Apple. The YouTube one is somebody just fucking screen recorded the live that I don't want to watch that on my TV.
You want to watch the actual.
Yeah, the HD Apple TV version. Because the DMX Snoop one was great when I watched it on Apple TV. I was like, oh, this is dope. Like, they're up in their shit. The vibes are great. You can still see like the tweets in the bottom, which I like a little more than just random people on the fucking comments and shit. But
yeah, that's
like
that's
the fact that I can't play it back. What the fuck is the point? Like I gotta actually like watch it. What is it, live TV? This ain't fucking 2001 anymore.
Yeah, like with people, there was people were getting heated, like actual like on Twitter and all that stuff. Like when they were bringing up like Usher and Chris Brown, I was like, who gives a shit?
Oh yeah, I'm not doing any of that. It's just cool to watch them. Go back to back with like
they're like, yo, songs. You're fucking crazy. Nah, yo, he had this run. And if there would be no Chris Brown, there would be no Chris Brown if there wasn't an Usher. I was like, one beat the shit out of his girlfriend, the other one has herpes. Why are we arguing over these two people? Why are we fawning over shut
people like to argue, man? People like to argue and like to share their opinion and be right. So
that's suck my balls. Shut up. Yeah. Everyone shut up. Who cares? I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of it.
We need to ship more Chris off the planet Chris one day.
What is that?
Yo,
we need to ship Chris off the planet Chris.
Yo,
I might go there too. Planet Chris sounds great.
Oh yeah, facts. Very colorful.
I say it every couple of episodes. It's just like people and opinions. You get too passionate about it. This shit's gonna get you beat up one day because it's just like, yo, why are you talking to me like this over a celebrity that you don't know and doesn't know that you exist? Like, why do you feel the need to get disrespectful? Because I don't care about the same thing you care about in the way that you care about it. It's dumb.
That's something I've always like noticed that's weird about like society is like people really go to bat and like go hardcore for people that don't know them.
Yeah,
that's like super weird.
Like, dog, you 30. Relax. Like, go do something. You 30. That's my favorite comeback now. It's just like, yo, you're an adult. Or I'll just say someone's age. Just as like snap it back into reality. I'm like, yo, dog, you 28. Relax. Like, why are you behaving like this?
It's not that serious.
Because everything over 25 and over now, like, you don't really have an excuse behavioral-wise. Yeah.
So 24 and a half, you could pass.
Yeah.
But 25?
Nah.
It's just like, stop. I don't know. I just don't care about things, which makes it really hard for me to talk about things on a podcast because I just don't give a shit about stuff. That's why I mean, I'm looking for stuff to update this fucking docket with. And I was like, I don't care about this. I don't care about this. Oh, this looks interesting. An hour later, don't care about it. I just don't care. I simply don't care about things.
Speaking of social media, though, I did notice this week I was like thinking about like our own mortality and like how we will be received after our death. And it's like one thing I've noticed that like especially when like yeah, exactly. But one thing I noticed like with certain celebrities, like people always go back to like the last tweet. I was like, you ever thought about like what your last tweet will be before you die and it'll be whack or not?
My last tweet will be something like insert random, like, my last tweet be some shit like Dua Lipa kind of fine. That'd be it.
Yeah, mine is not gonna be anything that leaves a mark on the world or just like. Also,
yeah.
Also,
Chris's last tweet would be him defending a tweet from like 2 minutes before just because he didn't feel like he got his point across the way he wanted to. It'd be some shit like, if you drive a Honda and you swerve it through 8 lanes at a time, you look stupid. And then the last tweet would be like, but do you? Like, it's whatever, man. Like, I don't really care. Just don't hit my shit because I fight.
Nah. Going back to that edible thing, that one tweet that I had that nobody, none of you are good friends because I put that tweet out.
Oh, was that the one that Luke? Was that the one that
he sent us the screenshot? Yeah. And I didn't know I messed up. Right, so like I was.
You
gone.
Said I said. You said I said what I said.
Just at that point, you just gotta own it. I don't even care. Yeah.
Wait, what for? So for the viewers and the listeners.
So I popped the edible, right? It was doused in like warm honey, couldn't move, was twerking to sleep, right? Whatever I said earlier to explain all that.
Best city boys impersonation.
Right? Ooh. So now, come on, thigh high to Prince. I'm out here. So I grabbed my phone, and usually I have my best ideas when I'm smacked. So I'm in my notes app. I'm writing down a bunch of things. And then I'm going back and forth between my notes app and Twitter. And it would be a thing where...
Oh, this one should have fit in a notes app.
Where I put my phone down and I'll be laying there and I'll think of something and I'll reach, pick up the phone, write it down and put it back down and go back to sleep. And I went to Twitter and because I really did miss the feeling of just being smacked. So I tweeted, I was like, I really love edibles. It puts me on my ass. No, it's like I love when the edible puts me on my ass. Yeah. .. I really love it. And then there was a follow-up tweet that was like, this isn't sarcasm. I really fucking love it. And then the next day,
I wake up in the morning. No, it was me. I woke up in the morning and I read this tweet and it wrote, I love when an edible puts me in my ass. And I was just like, I read it, and then I'm like, all right, I didn't think of it, but it literally like 2 seconds later, I'm like, let me read that again. Maybe I'm tripping. I love when an edible puts me in my ass, and I just wrote, hey, yo.
Hey, man, listen. Hey,
what a
man.
Fucking tweet to read when you wake up. Hey,
whatever, I said what I said. Just...
The edible was good. Put him inside of himself.
Yeah. Outside, yeah. You know what? With Chris
reporting live from his rectum, Chris.
Hello. My boy has an echo.
Nigga said they don't want to solve this IBS problem. I bet.
I'll do it myself.
Does that have like an infinity gauntlet?
Nigga, come in there with the fucking chisel and hammer. And
nigga in there playing Dig Dug in his asshole.
Yo, the acoustics in here is crazy.
He dove in there like fucking Mario.
We never see him again because he got crushed by a piece of corn. It's fucked up.
Nigga look like the infinity sign.
Chris died in his own ass.
But yo, that's one thing I never used to like about the Magic School Bus. When they used to go inside other people's bodies and just be like, yo, get out of here. What are you doing? Yeah.
And they were like, by the
that's
ball
a booty
pieces.
Hole. Like, yeah, yeah.
Just go to the doctor. Look
at the fucking yo, allergy. Remember when the Rugrats had that episode? When they was inside? Uh-huh.
Inside Chucky.
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't the air, James? It was Nickelodeon.
I feel like they came out of a different
orifice. Sure it wasn't like the nose.
Like, they probably sneezed him out.
I think they went through his ass, bro.
That's nasty.
These are babies, and it's Nickelodeon.
That nigga older than us right now.
Yeah, word. Chucky Bob. Chucky Bobby Lewis age, honestly. What year Rugrats came out? Not 91? 90?
Might have been like 90, I think.
Probably.
Blessed by
you. You don't Google extraordinaire in this podcast.
Okay, all right, let's see.
Now I was saying the reason I brought that up earlier, like about the tweets, is like I had that exact thought, and then I looked back and like, what was my last tweet? And then I went to my timeline, and my last tweet was lavender candle vibes, and I was like, man, if I die right now, that'll be the shitty tweet to leave the world.
It'd be terrible. I'd be disappointed.
Now that's a fire tweet. Marshall's gonna do an album called Yeah. What?
No, I'm not.
You're gonna do a album title. He's gonna do a lo-fi album called Lavender Candle.
Called Lavender Candle.
Yo, August Chris really just wants me to make a lavender a lo-fi playlist for him.
August 11th will make it 29 years.
See,
also younger than me.
Yeah,
by a lot.
I mean, yeah, Dirt is also younger than you.
Yeah, like, but so swear I'm 42.
You swear you're 42. You actually like 58. I don't know. Like,
oh, trying
to make yourself sound young.
I was about to say, you think 42? Okay.
Yeah, I need Marcel to make me a lo-fi house music playlist.
Yeah, I'm with it, man.
Bro, I gave you the intro to this podcast.
Yeah, but I listened to it while real lo-fi was playing, and then, like, I didn't even really hear it. I still don't know what it sounds like.
Listen to it. Well, you'll find out
tomorrow.
You probably won't find out.
Yeah, I probably won't, because I told you guys, I don't care. Like, when Lewis is talking about the last tweet, if I die, I don't give a fuck what happens with anything. I'm gone. Who cares?
I hope it's, like, the worst possible tweet for me.
What would happen for me?
Just because that's funny.
Huh?
What happened with me? I don't have a Twitter, so.
Would you go to your Instagram post? Which would probably be like what you have right now.
Huh?
So probably go to your Instagram post, which would probably be your last one you have right now, because you're not posting.
Oh, that was the Blackout Tuesday post.
There you go. Yeah,
see? But now you blacked out.
I'm going to just leave a video of me talking, and then I'll give one of y'all my password.
Please do. Honestly, please do. That would be funny.
You'd be remembered by the last podcast. Really?
Like, you going through, like, your Instagram timeline, and a video pops up and says, and it's James going, if you're watching this right now, it means I'm dead. It just goes on his own. It's 5 minutes of ball piece.
That would be the greatest video ever.
I'll show you 6 feet under. Like, what?
Yo, I saw his funeral online, and the dude who died, he made a recording of himself that he had them play. And it was to make it sound like he was knocking from the casket.
He was like,
yo, it's dark in here. Somebody let me out. It was like mad loud.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I would do something like that.
Wow.
That is funny. But like, you gotta record it from now, because who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, I'm gonna record it tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even have like a will. I'm just like, yo, fight for it. That's gonna be the will. I'm going to bring everyone together, and it's just going to be a piece of paper. It's just going to say, you'll fight for it.
he's going to bring everybody together, and the paper says Will.
Yeah. It's a picture of Will Smith.
It's a picture of Will Smith. Actually, it's the password to his HBO Max.
So Greasy Booty 4. That's it.
Greasy Booty 4.
I'm not going to say, I'm going to give up a password right now. I'm not going to say the what, though. But it's the password to something.
But and no email. Okay, I got you.
Your OnlyFans.
No. The password is no caps. Take it all, baby. It's just dick.
That's a pretty secure password.
It was the greatest password ever. Right. And I came up with it after we was talking about that. It was on a podcast, like, probably last year. I think he was talking about it. I think it was Marcel. He was talking about greatest porn.
I remember this. Okay. Yeah.
And I went home that like that long. Day.
I'm trying to remember what account.
Set it as a password or something. It's probably not even a password, because I probably forgot that it was that.
That's and for it your changed Adobe. To something else. It's for your Adobe.
That's the password to get into the work computer.
Yeah. The IT person discussed it as hell.
Deborah didn't like that one.
No, the password to my work computer is booty 2001, but the O's like the are calculator? Zeros. And then one day, and then one day my boss got locked out and the computer, and he called me. He was like, "What's the password?" And I was like,
"About that."
I was like, "B zero zero the letter B
B one, for Bob.
One E S," and he was like, It was quiet on the phone, and he's like, "Boobies?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is." I was like,
"No, you can
write it, write it." But yeah,
yo, when niggas learned how to do that on the calculator, it was over. Everybody was doing that shit.
Not me. I didn't have a calculator.
Damn, Chris. The rough times of your childhood.
That sounded more sad than I meant it to be.
You know, it's calculated. I never had when we got to high school and they was like, oh, you gotta get the Texas Instrument, and that shit was like $120.
Oh, the science one. All the buttons we never used.
I never bought that shit.
I stole one from somebody.
I had one and was still in remedial math, so you ain't miss out on much.
Nah, they called it something else.
All them buttons made no sense.
They called it like, what they call it, like divergent math or some bullshit like that.
I don't want to do no divergent math.
Those niggas looked at me and was like, yo, you can't do algebra. I was like, no, I can't, nigga. And you know what's crazy? I know I'm not going to need to.
Yeah.
How can you teach me what escrow is? And they were just like, nah.
They was like, well, they was like, oh, you want to learn about Nas? And then he was like,
Escobar season has returned.
That's Escobar.
Nas is coming.
Yeah,
Escobar.
Yo, Nas as a math teacher would be pretty hilarious.
That sounds like Linda's math course.
Yo, the day when Nas teaches you math backwards is gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
James is laughing way too hard at that.
I was trying to drink this water.
Nah, the water drank you.
It looked like it.
Yo, y'all fuck with my haircut? I did it myself.
Hey.
It looks like it.
You see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nigga's hairline is like this.
But you see? That's your...
You look like Vegeta.
You look like a Star Trek character, nigga.
So you Star Trek.
Yeah. You are. Right now.
See, that's really on you, because that could have been a compliment. And then you just took it as it. See? You need to have more self-confidence.
Ooh.
You.
Nah, I didn't say anything. Like, I'll take it.
You were like, wow.
No, I was saying wow to what he said.
Oh, yo, your forehead is mad shiny when you got a haircut. there's like a light. You see it beaming off this thing?
Nah,
like,
you know why? Because I don't have the AC on and I'm boiling hot right now. So.
Oh, so you like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you could put your AC on. My window is broken because the tree fucking slammed into it. So, yeah, I mean.
Damn.
So you're saying anyone could just crawl through your window right now?
Nah. I keeps it on me. But, I mean, you could crawl through the window. You won't be crawling out.
What do you keep on you?
Moving on. Next topic.
James trying to dry snitch on niggas.
The listeners would like to know. I'm doing my best, Tekashi.
What caliber do you... Yo, I don't really want to talk about dude.
He was
walling this whole week. And that's it.
Wait, what?
That's all we got to say about that subject matter.
I was upset when I saw that, because like, that's not some shit I was looking for.
No.
It's just like, I went on...
I don't know what's happening.
I went on
Duke,
IG.
Duke out here in Brooklyn.
Niggas was talking about it.
What?
I said Duke's out here in Brooklyn. That's what we're talking about.
Who the fuck is Duke?
You know who Duke is.
I don't. That's why I asked the question. Who the fuck is Duke?
Mr. 69.
Oh, let me just fucking say that. Who gives a fuck? Say his name. No, that's,
we did. That's we why. Did say his name, but you missed it the first time.
Oh, that's what I asked, and then he's like, "Oh, Duke."
I feel like that's what they said to him when he was on a stand. Say his name. He was like, "Yo, like
Romilio,
Tariq."
You know, Romilio was mad as hell too.
Yeah, bro, Romilio let that hammer go too.
That was his whole thing.
Just saying names.
He had no
Romilio
skills.
Romilio, the
only
thing I know with an armadillo tattoo.
Romilio let it fly.
What?
What he said?
Armadillo tattoo.
I just want to know, like, what about the name Romilio makes that a thing for you? Like, why'd your brain go there?
It just went there.
Nah, my brain went to Romeo, but at looks like an armadillo. It was like an armadillo singing Romeo song.
Romilio Santos?
Romilio Santos, see?
Okay. That works.
It's a smooth armadillo.
I think of an armadillo in elbow shoes and
a nigga one shot an armadillo on the bullet ricocheted and it hit him. That's very unfortunate.
And he died.
Also, why you shooting armadillos?
Cause fuck them. That's why. that was his returning statement. And I'm like, I guess
nigga should have used a shotgun.
His returning statement was in a box. He really died over that.
Yes, James.
Damn.
The bullet.
James said, "I'll take it."
Yeah, I mean, are armadillo shells that strong? I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. The bullet.
So it might have just been like a low caliber gun, like a .22.
Why did you say it like that?
We're gonna get to the root of the issue between Marcel and 22s.
I've explained it to you, son.
Because any chance he gets, Marcel just disrespects the 22.
any metal object that's being like thrown at my body at a high speed, I'm scared of. That's yeah, it. Good. Like I don't care what it is.
Like at a low speed, I'm scared of it.
What if I load up a slingshot with a piece of metal?
I would probably flinch.
Get it?
Yeah,
that's dangerous. Like,
I don't want that either. The BB gun, air gun, just
why
don't
you got
do
a
it.
Slingshot? Hey, now like now 30 years that, old, you got a slingshot. What are we doing?
But now that wild. He said that, I might go on Amazon and buy a slingshot because I'm like, yo, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you like, should. You should get one. Marcy's about to be mad as hell because he just got hit her in the butt with it.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what I want to do? Remember when you used to go to the grocery store, the little vending machines, and they had those like quarter bouncy balls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put that in a slingshot, just shoot it in the corner of the room and watch it bounce all over the place.
How do fast that, like, are you going to duck behind the couch?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be dressed like an armadillo.
dressed like an armadillo.
Imagine Chris as an armadillo.
Chris,
you'd be a cool armadillo.
Chris full riot gear to shoot balls around his room.
He does that already.
Yeah. Yeah. They shooting balls around the room.
But he only wearing the torso gear.
Hey. No pants on.
No pants zone.
Chris knows better.
That's a nasty zone. I'm good.
Yo, y'all remember the little hood figures they would sell in the grocery store?
Yeah.
That
was mad racist.
You ever collected? I always got the one Spanish dude breakdancing on a garbage can top.
That's what it was called.
Homies, yeah.
Homies?
Yeah. With a Z.
Yo, New York bodegas is wild.
Nah, nigga, this is in like grocery stores. Yeah.
Yeah, but I missed that era. I missed the homies reign.
When did you move to Jersey? How old were you?
When did I move to Jersey? I've been in Jersey my whole life. I moved to New York.
So since 1946, you've been in Jersey?
Exactly. Since that...
damn near built the city.
Yeah.
I play Hoboken.
Welcome to that's New York City, they call it.
Lou Giroux.
Lou Giroux.
Wow. Damn.
That sounds like it smells.
No, Lou Giroux. Lou Giroux sounds like...
Sounds like a MeUndies competitor.
Yeah, it sounds like a subscription underwear, but they're all like with like saggy waistbands, and the hems are always ripped.
Lou Giroux. I love it. Started that tomorrow.
That's funny.
It's like get out of here with your loose tidy whiteies. If you don't get out of here with your loosey gooseys,
his name's with the
hey. You ever wore briefs and they'd be too tight around the waist?
Oh,
get you some Lou Giroux.
Wow, these are extra loose for my ball piece.
Your ball piece
it's like a bacon like neck around your waist.
Waistband the size of a hula hoop.
Oh,
it is gross.
Every time you bend over, just straight ass crack.
Oh, boots is just like finally a pair that fits
with the nasty prints on them too. Boots going around with some Lou Giroux with slapper from Ghostbusters on them. And it's just all types of gross.
So there's a Clorox wipe shortage. they said it may not be back until 2021.
I'm never gonna have Clorox wipes again.
I don't know why it's so hard to do. There's just like napkins with bleach on them.
That's what I was thinking about, because like at my job we sell them, and it's like there's been a shortage of that and Lysol, but like there's been a like the stock's been up on like everything else, all like the knockoff brands. Like if they can make it, why the fuck can't y'all make it?
Because we selling it to the knockoff brands to make twice as much money. Duh.
I can't even find the knockoffs anymore.
We waiting for the Supreme. Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
I got it. You go to ShopRite, there's like literally aisles, and it's just
right. You get like what's this shit called?
New Hyde wipes.
You got there's some other brand. Like
I got wet wipes here, nigga. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, there's alcohol brands that are making like sanitizer and all that stuff now. Like I bought two of like the big bottles. They're like $8.
You don't got the Ray Nephew wipes? Come on, James.
No, dude, that shit is going to melt the skin off of your hands.
Been there, done that.
I used to be the same complexion as Idris. Now look at me. Nah,
you got fell out of that shit in Jamaica.
Nah, he's just Elba.
Oh, jeez. Nah, he's just Elba.
Yikes. That's
damn.
That is the thing they do out there.
Wow. Okay.
Talking about bleaching.
Oh, damn, I'm sad now, man. The Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight has been postponed.
Why?
So when?
I just saw posters for September.
It says...
Is it Jake Paul's fault? I bet you it's Jake Paul's fault.
He got raided, right?
Dumbass white boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Mad guns in the house, apparently. When they get postponed to?
It doesn't. This thing doesn't even stay.
TBA.
It does. This shit definitely doesn't even say. It just says the bout has been postponed, but then the article doesn't say why. Oh, it says.
That's why.
It says exhibition first night next month, billed as frontline battle and slated to be streamed on Thriller. It's called Thriller, right? Thriller. How you pronounce it?
Thriller. The music app.
Yeah. They don't want
to be streaming a music app?
Yeah. And pay per view. It says has now been canceled.
Oh, canceled?
Yeah.
That's a lot different than postponed, my nigga.
It says, it says the bout will instead take place at the same location at Dignity Health Park in Carson, but two months later on November 28th.
Oh, sure.
Dignity Health Park.
Oh, that's a good. That's what's Thanksgiving weekend. I'm gonna eat mad leftovers and watch that fight. What?
Hell yeah,
fire!
I'm okay with that.
Whatever.
All right, we in there.
Yo, y'all watch Quibi? Y'all ever download Quibi, the app?
Nah, I haven't.
Nah. Nah.
You found something interesting on there?
I honestly did. And it's only because that I think what they're doing now, and I don't know who's paying for it. I don't know who's cutting the check. I don't know who's paying these actors. But there's like big time actors and all that stuff. And I think what's happening is they're recording like movies and just mm-hmm. selling it to Quibi. And Quibi's just breaking it up into like 10 to 15, 8 minute parts for whatever reason. But it never made sense to me before, but now it kind of does because I guess sometimes I'll have a short attention span. And stuff like that. So it's like I'm able to watch like one part, two parts, and then go do something real quick and then come back and then watch the next part. Like, and then still kind of like retain all of the information. Like there's two shows on there. There's Die Hard, which is like a Kevin Hart show, movie thing. I don't know.
whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
What it is.
It's a movie if you watch it, if you just put everything together, splice everything together. But they break it up where it's a show or it's like pitched as a show. I don't know. But there's one called Die Hard where Kevin Hart plays Kevin Hart and he's sick of playing like second bill to the Rock in action movies and you know wants to be like lead billing like action star. Finds a director that wants to put him in an action movie but says, yo, you have to go to this action acting school before you can do my movie. And he's like, okay, cool. He was like, yeah, Matt Damon went there, Van Damme, Chuck Norris, all these guys went to this action coach. And the action coach is played by John Travolta.
Okay, like, wow. Very interesting.
Yeah, but John Travolta isn't playing like serious drama role. He's playing like I'm a lunatic like role. Almost like Jack Nicholson in Anger Management.
Okay.
Like, you know how usually don't see him or like Robert De Niro in Meet the Fockers. It's just like this serious type actor in a comedy. He's like playing along those lines, which is cool. And it's Kevin Hart being Kevin Hart. And what's her name? The girl from Game of Thrones, the one black chick. She's also was in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Her. She's in it too. And the whole thing of the Shuvie, it's a show and a movie. The Shuvie is that.
Well, I thought that was what they called it.
I don't like that name.
No, I just made it. That's a Shuvie.
Okay, gotcha.
So the whole point of this is like this director is shooting the movie. It's just Kevin doesn't know he's shooting the movie. Like he has secret cameras all over the place and putting Kevin through all these things. And he calls it like authentic acting or the most authentic acting as possible. So there was that. And then there's another shoovie on there called Free Rayshon. And that's the dude, Stephen James and Lawrence Fishburne. And it takes place in New Orleans. And it's about this black man that's set up by the cops. And he barricades himself inside his apartment. Like he's chased by the cops, ends up barricading himself inside his apartment with his wife and 5-year-old son. And these like crooked cops are trying to get him. And it becomes like a whole big thing, like a hashtag. He's going on live. And the only cop that he wants to speak to and like kind of like hold as like this negotiator is Lawrence Fishburne's character, who plays a cop. Hmm. So that's pretty interesting. I'm on like part 8 of that. But again, if you splice it together, it's an hour and a half movie.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that. So it's like Quibi. Yeah, it's I bangs with it. It's if you download it now, you get like 2 weeks free. So I'm gonna just watch all these things that look interesting in 2 weeks. And
you got some wild show. I remember I saw a commercial for the Anna Kendrick show with the sex doll.
Dumbfounded or dummy.
Something like that. But it's like where it was like
dumbass.
She thinks her husband is like cheating on her, and then she finds out he has a sex doll, and a sex doll could talk. So that's like the premise of the whole show. And they become friends or some shit. It's weird.
I'm starting that tomorrow. I'm starting that after this podcast, actually. Now that I think about it. Yeah.
That whole premise is wild.
That sounds like up my alley. Damn, I wish I had more edibles. That sounds fire off the edible. But yeah, Quibi. Yeah. I'm not bad. They also have, Marcel, you might like this. They also have, heard Kevin Smith talking about it. There's a show coming out. I think it's called Slugfest or something like that. And it's they get big-time actors to reenact moments in comic book history. So that's pretty cool. I forgot the examples he gave. I think he has like two people act as Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, and they're coming up with something. Just like behind the scenes, like stories that people that kind of got like lost between the cracks of comic history. So I don't know when that's coming out, but
So they do the people that created the comic, not the actual comic book scenes.
The people that created the comics. Yeah.
See,
that
sounds interesting. I'd fuck with that.
Yeah. Like that's, I think that's worth the 2 week free trial. Otherwise it's like $5 a month, but I don't see myself
not doing that.
Yeah.
If that's good content, it's not too bad. I'll cancel
for that. Yeah. Like today, I was just laying down in bed. I had the AC on and I turned on my Bluetooth speaker and I was watching it from my phone. It was like I was in like a mini movie theater. I just had like surround sound. Boom, yes, and I'm just watching the hood movie thing theater on my phone. Yeah, the hood movie theater. It was dope though. I really enjoyed myself. But
I'm proud of you.
Hey man, I do what I can, man, to keep it moving.
Yeah,
man,
you put in code homebody at Quibi, you get another 2 days free.
Okay. I mean, you could try. Everyone's always more welcome to try. There's no promises on this end.
You put homebody in, they won't even let you sign up.
Yeah, they lock you out your phone.
They said no.
We know where this audience is coming from.
May not have that.
Me and Marcy just watched Jexy. Y'all ever saw that?
Nah.
It's the dude from one of the dudes from Workaholics, one of those white boys. And it's the movie where he buys a smartphone. And the AI, like the Siri, is called Jexy, but she's like super advanced. It's a comedy movie. I think it's a low key parody. I think on her.
Yeah.
Adam Devine.
No, that's the dude from Maroon 5.
No, that's Adam Levine.
He said.
What you say?
Levine.
Adam Levine.
Devine. Different. Adam Devine.
Devine.
Adam Levine.
He looks familiar. He looks familiar.
Adam Devine. I say he's from Workaholics.
The fuck is Workaholics?
I guess you never seen it. I never watched it. I watched like the first two episodes and I just didn't
care. I never watched it.
That wasn't half a season.
He was also in a bunch of like white boy movies.
He looked familiar though.
He got one of those faces. He's cool. Jackson was fun.
I probably remember from Ice Age. He was in Ice Age.
That's an animated movie, James.
I don't remember from Ice Age. James is the type of dude that run up on Drake and be like, you were in Ice Age, right?
I'm gonna try that.
You was a mammoth, right? You was a mammoth.
He was Woolly.
He was. You know the mammoth's name?
What? Nah, I was just saying he was Woolly. Oh. Yo, wow. I forgot to ask y'all.
No.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not fucking with it.
What? Oh, Jack C? You watch the trailer?
Whatever you about to say.
Oh. What a setup.
Okay. Black is King.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I watched it at work with no headphones in, so all the white people in my office can hear me.
What were your thoughts?
I liked it. I would have rather
that than the Lion King movie, to be honest.
Like the whole Lion King movie?
Like, yeah. It's cool because we live in a world where I get to have both. So luckily I don't have to live in that world where I only have to pick one. So I was like, yeah, I liked it. I didn't mind thing. I don't know why. Why didn't you like Lion King?
I don't know. It wasn't better than the original.
You didn't.
It was the exact same movie.
It's just live action. It's just like you didn't. James was mad because he didn't have like all the animals jumping on top of each other, making like a waving tower of animals during. I just can't.
Yeah, wait. Exactly. Like I want that.
It was less colorful.
So go watch the original.
And then they left out Ed.
See, I was tight about Ed.
I wanted to see live action Ed.
Live action Ed. You're live action Ed.
I am. Mufasa. That's what I call my bowl piece.
All right. So 100.
Man, I was waiting for 100. That one.
We're done. That's it. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else?
Now we're good. We're good. 200 more, I guess.
What? You think I'm doing this 200 more times? You got a good six.
Nah, and then we'll see. Episode 700 is going to be
a contract is only up until six?
What? 700
episode is going to be. That's a nasty contract. How your contract only to episode 106?
700.
Who's your manager?
Bow out.
Marcel, yeah, wow. Marcel, what's the topic going to be episode 700?
Geriatric hand jobs, probably.
Okay. Oh.
Chris might stick around now.
No, just call me back for a reunion.
All right, cool, but
around 700. But yeah, as always, find me on Instagram, Twitter, DuckJordan_ Home Babe Shop on Instagram.
Okay.
Homebodymerch.com.
We'll show you Home Babe Shop.
Pod Call Blurred every Monday. Me and Marcel, we talk about comics and fuck shit. It's great. I love it a lot.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
I look forward to that. We do that shit at like 7 in the morning. I think I'm way more awake at 7 in the morning than I am at like 9 at night. Mm-hmm. But yeah, go check that out. Spotify. Follow us on that Instagram too. Pod Call Blurred.
PCB?
All PCB, not PCP. It's completely,
or both.
Completely different.
Or both, yeah.
Follow us on both.
Watch the PCB on PCP.
No, yeah, there you go. See, that's it. Well, listen to it because we don't do video.
Followed by
they'll be watching. They'll be watching.
They'll watch it.
PCP? They're just sure.
Staring at their phones.
But, Lewis?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis Designers. LUIS, the best word to spell Lewis Designers. What's funny? I missed it.
It was like,
Lewis.
Oh, if it out, let me do it again then. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Lewis the Designer. That's LUIS, the best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
I said Lewis and he turned into E-40. I was like, what's that?
You gotta mix a little brookie with it.
you can find me and James on the Pod Call Blurred recap podcast. That goes out every Wednesday. Where we just listen to a Pod Call Blurred and laugh at the jokes
that he does not understand at all.
I would hate that so much.
Bishop.
It's gonna be a new thing. It's gonna be a new thing.
Yep. All right, James,
you ready for that, Chris?
What? I'm ready for you to tell the people where they can find you. How is that? Yo, James, he's like, yo, you ready for that?
Are you ready?
I was like, I already follow you. I don't need you to tell me.
You can find me at JUST_Jivimus. That's JVMES. The best way to spell Jivimus.
Also, 5-Star Studios.
Yeah.
And homebabeshop.com.
You can do that also.
Five-Star Studios.
And Five there. Babe Shop also. That's another
thing. Five Babe Shop.
That's so it was you.
We're just reselling what the babe shop sells.
And burgers.
It's nasty. Dude, he's making burgers out of the masks.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got burgers with logos on them.
Burgers with logos.
And then the drink.
Business venture.
And the drink is a quarantini.
Ooh.
Yo, Matt son.
Puro.
Damn. Matt Puro. Oh.
It's still. Yo, if you go on lockdown again, I'm making mixed drinks.
Yo, if we go on lockdown again, I'm just going to move to Haiti.
Well, you didn't make mixed drinks.
I'll be happy.
The last time?
Dog, you know how many things we're making this time? Like, if I pan over to my bed, I have t-shirts, booty shorts, and hoodies just, like, stacked up on my bed.
Nigga just got a little corner he sleeps in.
Yeah. No, I sleep on top of the clothes before I sell it.
Chris's closet. Hoodies and booty shorts. Yeah, 2020 is a wild year.
Hey, that's the hide of Prince right there, man.
Yeah. Marcel shook his head. Yeah. And I'm like, nah, dog, these are male booty shorts. Oh. All
right. Hey, man. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Marcel's like, sign him up for seven.
No. I was like, I just took all my sweatshirts and we just.
Let's show you, Roy G. Biv.
You're selling used sweatshirts with new logos?
No. We tested. No.
Fam.
Lou's about to be very upset when he got hit.
Like, as a test.
Okay.
But yeah. Did Marcel, you tell them where you
said already? Yet. You can find me everywhere at DrumFoo, DRUM_FU on all social media platforms. Damn. Go listen to Imported by Capital OD featuring Shekani Broughton. Woo! And your cousin Ish.
Young Shekani.
Video for that to my
cousin. Wait, I don't got a cousin name. Oh, actually, I do have a cousin named Ish.
Now you do.
Go on. That was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was done.
EP soon come.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, get your Molly ready.
That's just
EP called Blurred.
Mixed. Mixing for that shit starts this week. So, yeah.
Okay, I like it.
That, and we'll see y'all next week if I feel like it.
Will we?
Maybe
episode
not.
Episode 101?
Yeah, we'll see.
That's the Dalmatians edition?
Mm hmm. Come in spotted clothing, folks.
I'm going to come dressed as Cruella.
I was going to say Luella, but you stole it from me.
Oh, yeah. Luella's better, actually.
Nah, what? You got it, though. Bye.
Chris, why are your glasses sitting like that?
Because everyone...